In the air behind me is a tail. I can feel it now, poking through the chair I'm sitting in. But I don't know how, I know it's there. In the air, kinesthesia argues with the physical reality, so evident to other senses, piping up in their defenses, saying nothing's there in the air. In the air behind me is a tail. I can feel it here. Where it comes from is a mystery. Just that much is clear. Sensation point right here behind me. Empty space to other people who would likely shake their heads and tell me I'm not right in mind, even though I'm feeling fine with my tail right there in the air. Long ago I wished I had a tail, wished it very much. You may say where wishes were concerned, I was out of touch, but it was what I wanted deeply. For silly, whimsy, nothing creepy, through hours spent in contemplation, wistful with imagination, my nervous system found a way to grow a tail down there in the air. Life would be quite different with a tail, whether thick or thin. It would take some creativity to make the best of it. And if tomorrow we all had them, would they come with stripes or spots? And would they be prehensile so that we could hold a sandwich, or perhaps a glass of cold ginger beer with our tail right there in the air? One day should I wake up with a tail grown in overnight, I'll take some analgesics for the pain. If I didn't sleep on it right, then sew some tail holes in my trousers, try my best to not get trapped in sliding doors that slightly close, or turn around too quickly should I belt some unsuspecting person lacking derriere, savoir faire. Meditations on the human tail lead me back to now, contemplating what this feeling means, what to think about this strange sensation at the place my sacrum ends and turns into my all-too-human tailbone. I guess I'll never really know, nor have more than this song to show. Ray my tail right there in thin air. Thank you.